今天下午要继续来查考提摩太前书的第一章。
This afternoon we shall continue to study the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章从12节开始。
1 Timothy chapter 1 starting from verse 12.
一直到17节。
To verse 17.
在这个地方保罗重新再叙述他到底是谁。
Over here, Paul continued to describe who he was.
我是谁？
Who am I?
可能我们很少在想这个问题。
Perhaps this is a topic that we have not been thinking about.
现在这个时代哦，如果我们把我们的名字放到网络一搜寻哦，我是谁，这全部都跑出来。
Nowadays, in this generation, if you just type in your name in the internet, then every information of yours will be out there.
住在哪里？电话几号？
What is your address? What is your telephone number?
以前做过什么，全部都跑出来。
In the past, what were your doings? Everything was stated clearly.
所以现在的人很难隐瞒自己是谁。
So nowadays, it's hard for people to hide themselves.
但是这是很表面外在的资讯。
However, these are but superficial information.
一个人他包含有自己的个性跟灵性。
One person encompasses within himself his own personal character.
这就要靠自己去审查才能够认识。
This will require a person's self-introspection to understand himself.
神要用一个人之前呢，常常要让这个人认识我是谁。
Before God will use a person, God often wants him to understand who he is.
如果我们不认识我是谁，神就很难用我们。
If I cannot understand who I am by nature, then God, it's very hard for him to use us.
所以从旧约到新约，每一个神所用的人，大概都认识我是谁。
So throughout the Old Testament to the New Testament, those people that God had used, most of them understood who they were.
我们看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记的第三章。
The book of Exodus, chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章
Exodus chapter
3 11节
Verse 11 But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?
这里神知道以色列百姓的痛苦
Here God understood and heard the oppression of the Israelites.
所以神下来要救他们
Therefore God came down to save them.
那神要救他们，神需要用人。
By saving them, God needs someone that he can use.
那神就找到了摩西呀。
So he found Moses.
那当神把摩西，神告诉摩西，他要做的事情。
Once God told Moses what he was about to do.
摩西说：“我是什么人？”
Moses answered, "Who am I?"
这句话是一个问号。
This is a question.
也就是说，对自己打问号
This is a question to oneself.
我们在一个公司里面，如果要被任用那对自己发生打问号的，大概就不会被雇用了。
If we question ourselves and we want to be employed by a company, most probably we will not be hired.
一般要被一个公司雇用大概都要一直表现自己的强处，对自己相当有信心。
A person who wants to be employed by a company should be able to display and exhibit himself as someone who is very strong.
但是如果一个人要被神用
，However, if someone wants to be used by God,
对自己有信心，这样的人就不能被神用。
A person is overly too self-confident will not be used by God.
所以摩西在40岁的时候他很有信心。
Therefore, when Moses was in the age of 40, he was very confident.
我们可以看到他从王宫出来。
We saw that he came out from the palace.
一天之间他牺牲了三件事情。
And within one single day, he had given up three things.
名利享受。
His enjoyment, his fame, and his benefits.
这不简单啊，一天之间放弃这三件。
This is not easy that a person can lose all these three aspects of life within one day.
这个表示他很有信心。
This means that he was full of faith.
希伯来书说他已经看到天上的富足。
The book of Hebrews stated that he already saw the abundance in heaven.
他好像已经看见神一样。
It is equal to him seeing God already.
所以他可以牺牲一切。
Therefore he can sacrifice everything.
但是是不是神能用他呢？
But can God use him?
没有办法。
No.
因为他对自己相当有信心。
Because he was quite self-confident at that time.
那在旷野牧养四十年。
When he became a shepherd in the wilderness for 40 years.
磨来磨去，原来他发现我是谁。
After many tribulations, he realized who am I.
他了解自己。
He came to understand himself.
那神就说，我要用你。
Then God said, I will use you.
而且十二节，我要与你同在。
And in verse 12, I will certainly be with you.
所以一个人对自己有相当的认识，这是神要用的一个先决条件。
So the first prerequisite for us to be used by God is that we have to have a basic understanding of ourselves.
圣经找不到一个人，因为他很有才能，很有恩赐，神说我要用他。
You cannot find an individual in the Bible in which he is self-confident and that God wants to use him.
圣经神所用的人都是对自己认识 很清楚的人。
The people that God used in the Bible are people who understand themselves very well.
然后神说，我要跟你同在，我要帮助你，我要带领你。
Then God will tell that person, I will be with you, I will lead you, I will help you.
他就能够完成神的工作。
Then he can complete God's mission.
所以世上的工作跟教会里面服侍神真的是非常非常不一样。
So our work in the world is so much different than the work in the church.
世上的工作是靠人的才能。
The work in the world relies upon a person's abilities.
教会的工作是靠神的恩典。
However, the work in the church relies upon the grace by God.
这两个非常不同。
These two aspects are different.
所以摩西说我是谁。
Therefore, Moses here said, who am I?
那我们再看以赛亚书第六章。
Now let's turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书的第六章。
Book of Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
The book of Isaiah chapter 6.
第五节。
Verse 5. So I said, woe to me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
这个以赛亚服侍神之前呢，神先让他看异象。
Before Isaiah came out to serve the Lord, God let him see a vision.
主坐在高高的宝座上。
That God is sitting up on the throne.
表示非常的荣耀，非常的尊严。
This means that the Lord is so glorious and so majestic.
但是他的衣裳下垂遮盖圣殿。
However, his robe filled the temple.
圣殿是人拜神的地方。
The temple is a place where people worship the Lord.
这么高贵的神，竟然他的恩典临到卑微的人。
Such a glorious God, his grace is pouring down to the lowly people.
然后他看到撒拉佛在侍奉神。
Then he saw the seraphim. They were worshiping God.
撒拉佛是天使，他的名字叫做焚烧。
The seraphim, they are the angels, meaning burning.
焚烧就是代表火热，也是代表洁净。
Burning means it is heated and flamed, and they are clean.
那当他在服侍神的时候，他讲圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
When they were worshiping God, serving God, they said, "Holy, holy, holy."
那侍奉很有力量，连殿的根基都震动起来。
They were serving God wonderful, powerfully, that the posts of the door were shaken.
所以这是侍奉的一个榜样。
This is the servitude that we should follow.
如果我们的侍奉要有能力
，If we want our servitude to be very powerful,
我们需要回转向撒拉佛。
We need to go back and look at the seraphim.
经过属灵的焚烧。
They were tried by fire in spirituality.
所以我们身上有一种热量。
So we have this energy within us.
热心的、
We have this fervor in us.
我们是洁净的。
And we are also the cleansed ones.
那这样我们的侍奉就会产生力量。
In this way, our servitude will generate power.
那以赛亚看到这个，他马上就认识他是谁。
Once Isaiah saw all this, he understood himself immediately.
说祸在为什么
？He said, "Woe to me."
我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民众。
For I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips.
就是我有罪了。
Meaning I am sinful.
当人站在圣洁的神面前，忽然间我们就发现我们的衣服是脏的，是污秽的。
When men come to stand before the holy God, and we will realize that our garments are actually very defiled, we're unclean.
当人站在人的面前，我们常常觉得我是义人，我是好人。
When we stand before other men, we will think that we are righteous. I am a good person.
我所做的他没有做，他所做的我没有做。
All I've done is good, and all the evil that they have done, I have not done them.
所以我是好人，我高人一等。
Therefore, I am a good person, and I'm better than others.
当我们有对自己有这样一个评价的时候，我们还是没有办法来侍奉神。
As soon as you have such a valuation of yourself, it is impossible for you to serve God.
因为一个侍奉神必须是一个洁净的人。
Because a person who serves God needs to be a clean person.
那人不是生来就洁净的。
And a person is not born clean.
我们是生在罪性里面。
We are born in sin.
我们是天天犯罪。
We sin daily.
大罪不犯，小罪不断。
We do not sin mightily, but we sin small sins every day.
天天在讲话。
Every day we speak.
很多是不洁净的。
Most of them are words of uncleanness.
那罪使我们跟神阻隔。
And sin will separate us from God.
使我们的侍奉达不到神面前。
Letting our servitude unable to reach God.
使我们的赞美达不到神面前。
So that our praises cannot come before Him.
那怎么办？
What should we do?
第六节。
Verse 6.
这个撒拉佛下来用火来蘸他的嘴。
Then one of the seraphim flew to him, and having in his hand a live coal.
那罪孽就除面赦免了。
And he touched his mouth, and then the sins were taken away.
然后声音就来了。
Then there was a voice.
说我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我去呢
？Saying, whom shall I send, and who will go before us?
所以要侍奉神之前，对自己要有相当的认识。
So before serving God, we should come to understand ourselves thoroughly.
那神才可以用我们。
Then God is able to use us.
那我们回到提摩太前书。
Now returning to 1 Timothy.
如果我们看保罗在侍奉神。
If we see in Paul's servitude.
那到底他对自己有什么认识？
In what way did he understand himself?
我们现在来看提摩太前书第一章。
Let's refer to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
15节
Verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
这个地方啊，保罗说啊，耶稣基督要拯救罪人。
Here Paul said, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
这句话我们大家都认识。
We understand this verse very well.
但是下面就不是很容易讲了。
However, the latter portion is not that acceptable.
在罪人中，我是罪人的头。
Among the sinners of whom I am chief.
所以保罗服事越久越谦卑。
So the longer that Paul served God, he became more and more humble.
有时候我们在一个行业久了，就变成很老练。
Sometimes we are very experienced in our careers.
经验丰富。
The longer that we stay there.
熟能生巧。
We are so skillful and full of ability.
所以我们就觉得我们可以去指导别人。
And we feel that we are able to instruct others.
但是我们看保罗侍奉越久越谦卑。
However, the longer that Paul served God, the more humble he became.
因为当一个人对神认识越清楚。
Because the more we understand God.
那这个认识神的知识好像一面镜子。
This knowledge of understanding toward God, it becomes like a mirror to us.
我们还不认识神以前。
Before we come to understand God,
我们看自己好像模糊不清。
We see ourselves in a very blurry mirror.
我们缺乏一个标准。
Because we lack of a standard.
我们用文化做标准。
We use our culture among us as a standard.
我们用周围的人做标准。
We use the people among us to be a standard.
我们用自己的喜好做标准。
We use our own hobbies, as a standard.
这样来量自己啊，都量不出来啊。
We use these standards and are unable to measure ourselves.
总是觉得我很好。
We always feel that we are good.
我是好人。
I am a good man.
但是当我们站在这个圣洁完全的神面前。
But the moment we stand before this holy and perfect God.
忽然间我们就看清楚，我是罪人。
Suddenly I can see myself clearly that I am a sinner.
所以保罗说，我是罪人。
So Paul here said, I am a sinner.
所以圣经说，圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
So the Bible encompasses every man as sinners.
因此圣经里面一句话很难接受。
So there's a particular verse in the Bible that's quite unacceptable, hard to accept.
世人都犯了罪。
All men has sinned.
很多人没有办法接受。
Many people cannot come to accept that.
这一句话如果没有办法接受，就不需要信耶稣。
If we are unable to accept this fact, then we do not need to come to believe in Jesus.
因为主耶稣要出生以前，天使讲得很清楚，他来要做什么。
Because before the birth of the Lord Jesus, the angel had proclaimed his aim of being born in the world.
他要把人从罪里面救出来。
He is going to save man from sins.
耶稣活33年，只有一个目的，要把人从罪里面救出来。
Jesus lived 33 years on this earth, having only one goal, to save sinners.
那他自己也宣称，有病了才用得着医生。
He himself proclaimed that only sinners need physicians.
病如果不医会死。
If you do not heal your sicknesses, then you will die.
罪的工价就是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
为什么人会死？
Why would man die?
因为人有罪。
Because men are sinful.
所以罪就是病。
Therefore, sin equals to this sickness.
如果罪没有解决，
If we do not solve the sins,
人注定是死的。
Then we're destined for death.
但是我们了解只是肉体的死。
But we only understand the death in the physical sense.
有很多很勇敢，我不怕死。
Many people are very courageous. They said, I'm not afraid to die.
这个很勇敢的人，大部分都是不认识死是什么。
These courageous people, most of them do not understand what is the meaning of death.
如果死就是生命的结束，
If death is only the end of one's life,
那有什么可以怕？
Then what is there to fear?
就差不多等你睡觉睡到你就过去就醒不过来了。
It's like you go to sleep and you cannot wake up anymore.
但是死不是这样啊。
However, death is not like so.
死只是肉体，灵魂离开肉体。
Death is the point of time that your spirit depart from your body.
那个灵魂才是真正的我。
The spirit is our true self.
那个灵魂要去哪里？
Where would the spirit go then?
还有第二次的死。
There is a second death.
这个第二次的死就是灵魂放在硫磺火湖里面。
This second death is where your spirit will go into the burning sulfur.
从不会死，火不会灭的地方。
Where the fire will not be quenched and the worms will not die.
这个才是可怕的。
This is the most dreadful.
所以当人了解罪的结果，有第二次的死。
So as soon as a person comes to understand the end of the sins, which is the second death,
就没有一个人有这么勇敢说我不怕死。
Then there would not be a brave man saying that I'm not afraid of death.
所以罪的结果就是死。
So the wages of sin is death.
因此耶稣来要拯救罪人。
And therefore, Jesus came to save the sinners.
如果我觉得我没有罪，我就不需要耶稣了。
If I think that I have not sinned, then I do not need Jesus.
所以世人都犯了罪，这句话很难接受。
So what the Bible says, all men have sinned, is quite unacceptable.
但是如果这句话接受，我们就进入信仰。
However, once we accept this verse, then we have entered into faith.
我们就入门了。
We have come into the entrance.
因为耶稣来要拯救罪人。
Because Jesus has come to save the sinners.
所以保罗这一个人。
Therefore, Paul, this person,
以世界的标准来讲，这是绝对突出一个很好的人。
Under the world standards, he is an outstanding man.
我们来看腓立比书。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians.
腓立比书的第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
一直到第六节，请读。
Verses 5 and 6. Verse 5.Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee. Verse 6, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless.
他是道地的犹太人。
He is an authentic Jew.
而且他是法利赛人。
And he is also a Pharisee.
谨守旧约圣经的规条。
Strictly observing the law of the Old Testament.
而且他不是不冷不热的。
He is not a lukewarm believer.
他是热心到逼迫耶稣的人。
He is burning with zeal till the point that he was persecuting the Christians.
那为什么热心要逼迫耶稣呢？
Why was he zealous in persecuting them?
因为耶稣也是拿着摩西五经啊。
Because Jesus was also carrying with him the laws of Moses.
那犹太人也是拿着摩西五经啊。
The Jews were also carrying the laws of Moses.
但是耶稣的解释。
But the explanation given by Jesus.
是进到灵里面的解释。
Is entering into the spiritual interpretation.
旧约的圣经有一个箭头指向一个人。
The scriptures, according to the Old Testament, has an arrow pointing to one particular individual.
这个人就是弥赛亚，就是耶稣本身。
This individual is the Messiah, which is Jesus himself.
所以耶稣说，你如果信旧约圣经，你就会信我。
Therefore, Jesus said, if you believe in the Old Testament scripture, then you believe in me.
因为旧约圣经有指着我的话讲的。
Because the Old Testament scriptures have words that are pointing to me.
你不相信我是因为你不认识旧约圣经。
The reason why you do not believe in me now is because you do not believe in the scripture of the Old Testament.
犹太人听了就火大了。
Some people were super flustered.
你是谁啊？
Who are you?
你是木匠的家庭长大的。
You are born of in the house of a carpenter.
你有什么？
What do you have?
什么都没有。
You do not have anything.
所以为着持守犹太教的纯正，逼迫耶稣。
So in order to preserve the authenticity of the Jewish culture, they persecuted Jesus.
所以他是一个非常热心的人。
So Paul was a very zealous person.
律法上的义无可指摘。
Within the law, he is blameless.
所以在律法字面上的他完全照这样做。
In the literal of, essence of the law, he followed everything.
所以他在属事上很突出，他在摩西的规条上也无话可说。
He is very outstanding in the world, and he is also blameless and perfect in the law of Moses.
但是这样的人竟然说我是罪人。
But yet, such a person will claim himself, I am a sinner.
为什么？
Why?
因为主耶稣的光照了他。
Because the light of Jesus have shone upon him.
当人在黑暗里面。
When a person is in darkness.
我有什么脏？我刚刚出门的时候穿白衣服啊。
In what way am I filthy? I just wore a white garment when I came out.
你不会觉得自己脏，因为没有光嘛。
You will not feel that you are filthy because there's no light to shine on it.
但是光一照，你说不得了，你刚刚上火车的半途中已经全身弄脏了。
But once the light shine on you, then you will realize that Before you even board the train, you are already very filthy.
那个光就是耶稣本身。
That light himself is Jesus Christ himself.
如果我们认识耶稣，
If we understand Jesus,
然后用这个知识来跟我们自己比较，
Then we compare ourselves with this knowledge.
我们的谦卑算什么？
What is our humble coming up to be?
耶稣谦卑到可以从天上降为仆人，洗人的脚。
Lord Jesus was humble enough to descend from heaven to be a servant.
我们可以吗？
To be a man.Can we do that?
差太多了。
There's so vast of a difference.
耶稣的谦卑可以谦卑到被钉十字架这样来顺服。
The humility of Jesus has brought him to be humble enough to be crucified on the cross and be in submission.
我们有这么谦卑这样顺服吗？
Can we be in such total submission?
差太远了。
We cannot do so.
所以如果我们认识神，
So once we understand God,
忽然间我们就发现我是罪人，这个本来就是这样的。
Suddenly we come to understand the simple truth that we are sinners.
这个是没有办法争议的。
This is undebatable.
所以圣经一打开来，我们都被圈在罪里面。
So once we open the Bible, we are all entrapped into this sin.
因为圣经就是光。
Because the Bible is the light.
圣经的话就是标准。
The words of the Bible becomes a standard.
这个标准一量，我们到处都有问题。
Once we use this standard to measure ourselves, then we are faulty in all aspects.
这个光一照，我们是穿黑衣服的。
Once this light shine upon us, we realize that we're wearing a black garment.
那了解我有罪，我们就知道我需要耶稣。
Once we understand that we are full of sin, then we realize we need God.
没有耶稣，没有赦罪的根源。
Without Jesus, we do not have the source of forgiveness.
我们现在回来看提摩太前书第一章。
We turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
我们看第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章的第五节。
Chapter 2, verse 5. Yeah. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, and the man Jesus.
再下一节
Verse 6, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time.
这个地方说只有一位神。
Here it mentions there is one God.
在神跟人中间有一个中保。
Between God and man, there is a mediator.
这个中保是什么意思？
What is the meaning of this mediator?
好像丈夫跟太太吵架。
It's as if a husband and a wife are quarreling.
两个不讲话了。
The two are not speaking to each other.
现在就有一个人跟丈夫讲一讲，跟太太讲一讲，然后把他们拉在一起，那这就是中保。
Then there's a third party who come to the husband, speak a few words, come to the wife, speak a few words, and make them reconcile.
那神跟人中间为什么需要一个中保？
Then why do we need a mediator between God and us?
神没有问题的。
There's nothing wrong with God.
那问题一定在人啊。
The problem must lie in man.
那人有什么问题？
What does man have?
就是刚刚讲的罪的问题。
Man has sinned, the one that we have mentioned just now.
哦，那神是公义的。
God is righteous.
啊，人有罪。
Man is full of sin.
所以圣经说，我们天天活在神的愤怒里面。
The Bible therefore states that we are daily living under the fury of God.
我说，有时候我们看一个人因为不认识神，哦，活到100岁啊，死了，这个要穿红衣服，这个表示要大有福气。
So we see that those people who do not believe in Christ, they have lived until the age of 100 years old, then they depart from the world, they are wearing red garments, saying that they are blessed people.
这是世界的风俗啊。
This is the cultural tradition of the world.
不管你活到150岁。
I don't care if you are living till the age of 150 years
old. 如果罪没有解决。
If you have not solved the problem of sin.
神的愤怒就在我们身上。
The wrath of God is constantly upon us.
啊，死的那一天就带着罪来面对神。
The day that we die, we bring with us our sins to face God.
所以死的可怕不在乎死本身。
So the dreadfulness of death is not lying within death itself.
是在乎我们要面对神。
It lies upon the fact that we are going to face God.
啊，因此需要有一个中保。
Therefore, we need such a mediator.
那这个中保要使人跟神能够和好。
This mediator needs to bring man and to reconcile with God.
哦，那神没有问题啊，那这个人的罪怎么解决呢？
The problem does not lie in God. So how do we solve the problem of the sins within man?
所以这里说，降世为人的耶稣基督。
Here says the mediator is Christ Jesus who came down.
哦，耶稣就是神。
Jesus is God.
他降世为人。
He came down to be man.
那为什么要成为人？
Why would he become man?
哦，就是第六节。
Which is in verse 6.
他舍了自己做万人的赎价。
He gave himself a ransom for all.
因为有罪一定要被咒诅。
Because we have sins, we are to be cursed.
啊，有罪的结果就是死。
The result of sins is death.
耶稣没有罪。
Jesus is without sin.
所以他代替我们的罪。
So he takes over our sins.
被挂在十字架，被咒诅。
He's being hung on the cross, and he was cursed.
在十字架来经历苦，死的苦。
On the cross, he experienced the dreadfulness of death.
啊，得流出他的宝血。
He shed his precious blood.
牺牲他的生命。
He sacrificed his own life.
这个叫做赎价。
This he has become a ransom.
所以今天我们怎么对付我们的罪？
So today how do we solve our own problems?
罪非常可怕。
Our sins are very scary.
但是有一个比罪更有力量。
However, there is something that's more powerful than our sins.
就是耶稣的宝血。
Which is the blood of Jesus.
我们只要相信耶稣是我的救主。
If we only believe that Jesus is my Savior.
相信我是罪人。
And believe that we are sinful.
相信他的宝血可以洁净我的罪。
And believe that his precious blood can wash away our sins.
那接受洗礼。
We receive the baptism.
我们的罪就被取消。
Then we receive the remission of sins.
这个叫做恩典。
This is an abundant grace.
哦，所以保罗他一直在回想，我是一个得恩典的人。
Therefore, Paul is constantly reminiscing the fact that I am a person who has received this grace.
哦，他在社会上已经是公会的议员了，地位很高了。
He was already standing in the Sanhedrin in the society that he had been holding a very high position.
哦，所以那个恩典不是说神让我爬得更高。
This grace does not mean that God will let me climb up that ladder even higher.
啊，那个恩典是在灵界里面发生的。
This grace will come upon us in the spiritual sense.
我的罪借着主耶稣的救恩一笔勾销。
My sins are no longer counted in the spiritual realm because of Jesus.
那从今以后。
And from now on.
神就是我的父亲。
God is my father.
我就是神的儿子。
I am the son of God.
我是浪子回头。
I am the prodigal son.
我跟父亲复合了。
I am reconciled with my father.
啊，父亲的恩典在我身上。
The grace of my father is upon me.
父亲的灵降在我身上。
The spirit of my father is on me.
来证明我是属他的。
To prove that I belong to him.
我活在一个盼望里面。
I am living in a living hope.
我结束世上的人生，我要回到父那里去。
As soon as I end this daily life on earth, I will go back to my father.
哦，他活在神的丰盛的应许里面。
He will live in the abundant promises of God.
这个叫做恩典。
This means it is grace.
哦，所以当我们对罪有自觉。
And once we have a self-realization of our sins,
我们信主以后对神的感谢会更加的深刻。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus, we will be more and more thankful to Him.
最大的恩典是什么？
What is the greatest grace of all?
麻风病得医。
That we can be healed of our leprosy.
那个麻风就是罪。
That leprosy refers to sin.
罪得赦免。
That our sins have been forgiven.
死就离开我们。
Death will have departed from us.
永远不会死。
We will not die forever.
哦，这是极大的恩典。
This is such a big grace.
我们再回来看提摩太前书第一章。
Let us turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
哦，提摩太前书第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
12节。
Verse 12, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has enabled me because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry.
这个地方说，我感谢神。
Over here, Paul thanked God.
他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。
That he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry.
如果我们觉得服侍神是很大的牺牲。
If we feel that we are sacrificing a lot just to serve God.
这真的是对神不认识。
It is true that we do not understand God at all.
服侍神难道可以讲牺牲吗？
Can we claim that we have sacrificed to serve God?
我们看再看现在这个新上任的新选上的总统。
When we see the newly elected president elect,
他要选阁员，内阁的人员。
He is about to elect those of his cabinet members.
我们在看到世界的报道，他们有的事业一年收入好多钱。
We see that the people that he has selected are making billions of dollars per year.
但是如果要来接受这个内阁的阁员，一年大概$200,000。
But as soon as they undertake this task of becoming the cabinet member, their salary would be around $200,000 per year.
那每一个人如果被选到都要去做。
Everyone who has been selected have to undertake the task.
没有一个人说我牺牲很大。
No one can say that I have sacrificed a lot.
因为这是一种荣誉，这是一种荣耀。
This is a glory and an honor.
既然是荣耀，不是钱买得到的。
Since it is an honor, then it cannot be purchased by money.
但是美国的总统又算什么？
But who is the president of the United States?
我们服侍的是天上的神。
The person that we are worshiping is the God of heaven.
他是至高者。
He is the mighty one, Lord of hosts.
他统管一切。
He is the master of the universe.
所以能够来服侍神，这是机会，也是恩典。
The chance to serve this Lord and God, this is a chance and it's a blessing for us.
谈不上牺牲。
We cannot claim any sacrifice.
我们得到救恩已经恩典很大，这个恩典一生没有办法付完。
The fact that we have obtained this grace, it is a mercy for us. We cannot even repay it throughout our lifetime.
然后在被神拣选，他要用我们，这又是另外一个恩典。
Then the fact that we are being selected to serve him, there is again another type of grace.
我们看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第九节。
Verse 9. For I am the least of the apostles who am not worthy to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God.
第十节。
Verse 10. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
这里说我今日成为何等人，这是蒙神的恩典啊。
That by grace of God that I have become such a person as I am today.
到底何等人是什么人？
What kind of grace and what kind of man am I?
何等人，在哥林多后书他说我就是基督的大使。
The what kind of man am I? In 2 Corinthians he referred himself as an ambassador to Christ.
大使代表主耶稣。
The ambassador of Christ, he represents Jesus.
到处去传扬让人跟神可以和好。
He proclaimed the message of reconciliation between God and man everywhere.
在物质界算不了什么。
In the earthly sense, all this amounts to nothing.
到处受逼迫。
He is persecuted everywhere.
在灵界里面。
But within the spirit.
这个职分者发光像太阳。
This status is shining as bright as the sun.
所以一个人要服侍神需要有信心啊。
So for a person who serves the Lord, he needs to have faith.
如果我们有信心，我们就进到灵界再看事情。
If we have faith, we will enter into the spiritual realm and overviewing the world.
如果没有信心，我们就掉到物质界在看事情。
If we are without faith, we will fall down into the earth and we're looking at the earth from a level view.
所以他接下去说，我感谢神，他赐给我信心跟爱心。
And then later on, he said that I thank God for giving me faith and love.
提摩太前书第一章。
First Timothy chapter 1.
十四节。
Verse 14. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus.
所以神常常给他信心，他就能够常常凭着信心在神的面前站立来侍奉神。
So God often gave him abundant faith so that he can stand stably in front of God with faith.
因为有信心,
because he had faith.
我们认识神,
we can also see God.
天天感谢神,
every day we can give thanks to God.
所以侍奉神的条件是什么? 要有信心。
What is the criteria of serving God? We have to have faith.
没有信心就是用世俗的观念态度在服侍属灵的神。
Without faith, we are serving the spiritual God with the material, earthly attitude.
服侍的心不甘情不愿。
The attitude that we have to serve is that we are so unwilling.
但是如果我们信心提升,
but once we elevate our spirituality,
每一天的侍奉都是恩典。
Every single day, our servitude will be a grace.
每一天的牺牲都是恩典。
Every day, sacrifice will be a grace.
所以神赐给他信心。
Therefore, God gave him faith.
再来神赐给他爱心。
Then God gave him love.
侍奉神要有果效, 需要有爱心。
To serve God effectively, we need to have love.
所以我们在做世界的工作跟做神的工作差在哪里?
So when we are doing the work of in the world and in the church, what is the difference?
做世界上的工作有时候觉得很烦。
Sometimes you are very flustered with the happenings and in your workplace.
这个有时候好像当妈妈在看小孩子。
The feeling is just like you are a mother looking at your children.
是很辛苦。
It is quite difficult.
但是当我们有爱,
but once you have that love,
你就发现辛苦是值得的。
Then you will realize that this mundane life is worth it.
因为你看这个小孩子是你爱的。
Because these are the children that you love.
但是如果没有爱,
but without love,
这个就变成很烦了。
Then you will feel that everything is frustrating.
所以神给我们信心，也给我们爱心。
So God gives us faith and also gives us love.
那神与我们同在。
And God abides with us.
我们做的工作能够有果效,
so that every of our servitude are effective.
这就是我们的满足。
This will become our satisfaction.
所以侍奉神, 我们就从神的同在同工得到满足。
So when we serve God, we can obtain satisfaction from God's abidance with us.
所以我是谁?
So who am I?
保罗他说我是罪人。
Paul said, I am a sinner.
我是罪人的头。
I am the chief of the sinners.
那这是过去的。
This was the past.
现在,
what about now?
我是神所用的人。
I am a person who is used by God.
我是基督的大使。
I am the ambassador to Christ.
这两个我的改变,
this change in the two different eyes,
这就是神极大的恩典。
This is the great abundant grace of God.
所以他一生对神的恩典感念不尽。
He is constantly thankful of this abundant grace from God throughout his life.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
我们来换一首, 57首。
Let us please be seated.
我们4月下旬会有灵恩布道会。
In the latter part of April, we will have our spiritual convocation.
还有4个月的时间。
We still have 4 months to go.
所以我们一起来预备我们的灵恩布道会。
Let us prepare for this evangelical and spiritual convocation.
感谢主, 我们看到一些朋友, 一直来教会查考道理。
We are very glad to see a lot of our friends who constantly come to study the truth with us.
也对神有体验。
And they have experiences with God themselves.
这个一片小云, 就给我们很大的鼓励。
With just one single small cloud, it will give us a lot of encouragement.
所以我们要继续的祷告。
So we need to continue to pray.
多邀朋友来参加。
So that we have more and more friends who come to join us.
我们就会看到大雨降下来。
Then we will see the big rain come.
所以我们最后祷告, 我们为着我们俄麦教会的圣工来代祷。
In our last prayer, let us pray for the ministry in Irvine Church.
求主耶稣赐给大家有充足的信心跟爱心。
May God fill all of us with the fullness of his faith and love.
我们在教会有美好的侍奉。
That in the church we have a beautiful servitude to God.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.